The financial state of things have no doubt limited you in some ways versus what you would like to do or even need to do in your life. The same is true for cities and municipalities of all sizes. Financial restraints have caused community leaders to either turn to their citizens, which of course means more taxes and fees, or decide to do without what's deemed a necessity. However, there are alternatives, which my next guest is here to talk about. He's the director of the Hamburg, New Jersey Police Department, Wayne Yom. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Chris, and thank you for having me.
Now, this is always, you know, always a plan B, usually is thought of as a lesser thing, but a plan B for getting funding for something that the Hamburg police needed was a win-win thing for a whole bunch of reasons, because you're able to procure an $11,100 grant to pay for new radios, and from all places, a Subway sandwich business.
That's correct. The Firehouse Subs, their foundation, which I was able to find online doing a search for grants, is really a very nice program, and it benefits so many people. And I'm just, again, happy that we were able to take advantage of it.
And we should say, too, that Firehouse Subs, it's owned by a couple of individuals or operated and owned by a couple of individuals, former firefighters. And, you know, for all the slapping around that corporations and big business gets, here's a couple of guys who understand that there are elements of a community that have needs, and seems like they're doing what they can through their business to help organizations all across the country, firefighters, police departments, fill the needs that they have that financially they're finding challenging to.
That's correct. Their history, for Chris and Robin Sorensen, have a long history of supporting public service and first responders. And again, it was just a great program, and they're going to continue to do it. They donate millions of dollars a year to first responders and EMS and fire and police. So it's really nice to see.
And an actual total of 938 organizations have received $12 million through the work of the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. Their website, by the way, is firehousesubs.com. You'll learn more about this and how you listening can donate to the foundation to make the work even stronger, which is great. And with the $11,100, Wayne, what does that mean now for the Hamburg police?
Well, our portable radios, which is what this is going to pay for, are older radios, and they were starting to come into disrepair. So we're getting this $11,100 from this foundation. That equates to approximately 15% of my operating budget for the whole police department, and just the police department. And that's a big help for us because, one, we're getting new equipment in a quick time frame, and that other $11,000 that we saved, I can now use towards other things that we need in the department. And I don't have to put something off. So, and it's an officer safety and a public service issue. My officers will now have new radios that they, when they're at calls, they don't have to go back to the car to talk to dispatch or each other. And it supplies public safety for our residents and visitors to Hamburg.
So with this $11,100 you're getting from the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation, is all that going for the new radios, or would the new radios just be covered by part of that and you'll still have money in the bank?
No, this is their foundation. Their grant covers the total cost of 12 new radios.
Okay.
The exact amount of the grant covers the exact cost of the radios.
Now, as far as the grant process, you said you found this as you were searching around on the web for four options. How difficult was it a detailed process? Was it very user-friendly?
Actually, the Borough of Hamburg subscribes to eCivis, which is a search engine for grants for public service. And that's where I located the grant from Firehouse Subs. Their grant process was actually very simple compared to other grants that I've applied for. It was a one-page grant with some information about our budget, the use of the equipment. It took me less than an hour to fill out the grant process, and it took me less than 2 months to have the grant awarded. So for this, through Firehouse Subs, this was a very simple process.
We are talking this morning with Wayne Yom, who is the director of the Hamburg, New Jersey Police Department, about an $11,100 grant they have received or will be receiving from the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation, which you can learn more about at firehousesubs.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. After you do that initial application for the grant, Wayne, do they make any contact with you after that submission, or it's a one and done. You just have to wait and see what happens.
Now, the only thing, one of the representatives did call me just to verify the information on the application. That was less than a 5-minute phone call. And within a week after that phone call, I received an email that we were awarded the grant. And just yesterday, I received another email saying that, for lack of a better term, that the check is in the mail.
That's always good to hear, too. And by the way, just for sake of statistics, Hamburg has 8 full-time police officers and as well as a part-time special officer. Firehouse Subs might be a strange name, a new name for some people in Northwest New Jersey, because their closest location is Wayne, but hopefully we can encourage them to move it up here. And they have 850 locations nationwide. They expect to reach 2,000 locations by the year 2020, and hopefully several of those will be in our neck of the woods, because I was looking at their menu, Wayne. I could very easily become a Firehouse Sub addict.
Yes, their menu is quite impressive. In fact, I have to head out a little bit later today, and I'm planning on stopping there and checking it out firsthand.
Yes, do get back to us and give us a review of how that works out. Now, as far as with the police department in these days of fiscal restraints, because back in the day you always used to have either county or the state to turn to when the financial need came about, what are some of the new ways or changing ways a police department on a local level has to operate now? Because not every grant application is going to result in a payday like this.
No, you're correct. And with budgets being tighter, and of course everybody, even municipal governments, county governments, everybody trying to keep a hold on, you know, tax ratables, the best way to do this is either by searching for grants and or proper planning. I have a great relationship with the mayor and council in Hamburg, and we plan for these types of expenses, you know, sometimes several years in advance, so that we're not making one big hit. And it's like anything else, when I served on school boards, et cetera, if you plan properly, you can budget for these items in the future instead of it turning into an emergency purchase, which is never a good idea. So it's really just coming down to proper planning, searching as much as we possibly can for grants from all different sources now. You know, you mentioned it's not just, you know, getting it from federal government or county or state governments. We're looking for any types of these foundations that will award. And there are some out there. But the problem is I'm competing with every other police department in the state and or the country to try to get these grants.
And you certainly want to avoid what we saw a rash of. For way too long of a time, police departments closing down and the community is turning to the state police for patrols.
That's correct. And there's no indication that I've heard recently, not only just in Hamburg, but or other law enforcement agencies within the county, of that type of situation happening. We're a stable borough. The police department is needed here. It's the mayor and council have said that more than once, that's one of their priorities, is keeping the police department in use and giving us the proper equipment that we need to protect our citizens.
So 3 cheers for Firehouse Subs and their Public Safety Foundation for the difference that they make. And if you want to play a role in that difference, they invite you eagerly to do that. You can go to firehousesubs.com, and along with getting hungry immediately when you go onto the website because of the photos of the food that's on there, but you can find out more about how you can contribute to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation so grants like this can continue in police departments like the Hamburg Police Department, can be ensured of having the funds they need to make sure that they can do the job that they're called upon to do. So, again, check it out and become an active participant in doing some good work with the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation at firehousesubs.com. We've been joined this morning by the director of the Hamburg, New Jersey Police Department, Wayne Yam. Wayne, congratulations on finding a solution to the need. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it.